Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On July 3rd, 2022, while praying, I received a short message from the Lord that I would like to share with you. At the end, I will give you a quick summary as well. There will be a transcript of this in my blog along with the corresponding scriptures, and the link is down below. Here's the message. Destruction comes. It will be all around you. The enemy closes in and comes in for the kill. But those who are walking closely beside me will have a shield around them and will be delivered at the exact time necessary. Soon you will not recognize your surroundings, for it will not look like the place that you once lived in. The workers of darkness and iniquity have moved in and are trying to destroy the very fabric of life. They will only be able to go so far, for I ultimately will be the hand that stops their total destruction that they desire. Many will fall. Many will be consumed. Pray that at the time of their death, they will call out to me one final time. Many will repent on their deathbeds. Nothing that is done is by accident. All has meaning and purpose, though at the time it does not always seem that way. My children are getting stronger as they go through the valleys of pain and suffering. Their afflictions will be used for my glory, for they will be perfected through the fires. Numbers will increase. Many who know me not will be coming into the fold. There will be a transference. I'll say that again. There will be a transference. For many who know me will be leaving the fold due to anger, unbelief, worry, and doubt. And there will be new blood coming into my kingdom. Blood that is not tainted but kept pure and clean. I ask my children at this time to give me your attention and focus on me only. Whatever is pure, lovely, kind, and gentle, whatever proceeds from love, concentrate on these things. Do not give the devil a foothold by coming into agreement with his wicked agendas. My people are falling for the lies that the enemy is spewing out, lies that do bring fear, worry, and doubt. Do not listen to them. Reject their narrative. Resist the devil, and he must flee. All will soon come into completion. The door will close. The judgment's finished. And the Son of God will then reign supreme, and the light of his glory will shine brightly on those who choose life in him. Come, and let us meet in the secret place. Commune with me, and I with you. Take time to give me your all, not just only a moment. I love you with an everlasting love, your humble servant, friend and redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the end of the message. So I believe in this message the Lord mentions that he wants to be a shield around his children during the hard times that are coming. And this reminds me of the verse in 1 Peter 1:5 that says this, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. He also tells us that we are to pray for those who are not yet saved, because there's going to be a new movement of believers that are going to be coming into the fold. And I think this is very exciting. I believe he's referring to a revival that we're going to see. And some of this is going to come out of the persecution that is coming, brothers and sisters. He has shown me this. So the more that we see persecution coming, we're also going to see the numbers increasing of those who become believers in Jesus Christ. And we're also should be praying for our brothers and sisters who are now sitting on the fence and they're close to falling away from the Lord because of the times that we're in right now. Many are becoming very bitter and discouraged, and many are deciding to walk away from the Lord because of all that they're going through. So we need to remember them and be praying for them as well. Yes, you know, we are going to be going through some tough times. It's going to continue for a while, but we are told to rejoice because the testing of our faith produces fruit in the Spirit. In 1 Peter 4:12 through 13, it says this, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as something strange has happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." In my spirit, the Lord has been also reminding me of something. He's been reminding me how important it is to stay focused on him and not the things of the enemy and the enemy's plans. Because so many of us are getting caught up in the news and what I'd like to call the fear du jour, the whatever fear they're throwing our way, the daily fear. And it's important to spend time with the Lord and spend more time with the Lord than looking at the news and focusing on evil, because Jesus brings good news, and this is something he wants us to focus on. And that doesn't mean that we don't know what's going on around us in the news. That's not what I'm suggesting, but I'm talking about keeping your focus. Yes, we're to know what's happening, but then we put the majority of our focus back on the Lord and the things of the Lord and the Word of God. I'm going to end with Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Amen.